Here with head coach Ryan Pulley after the Terriers' 15-11 win over Harvard, and coaches, some general thoughts on today's game.
Yeah, I thought it was a great college game. Ton of credit to Harvard. They're a really good team. They got some great players, and certainly didn't go away. We stretched it to five, and they kept battling and made some great plays down the stretch to, rode really hard. I just thought they played hard all game, and it was a really well-played game. So, really proud of my guys in the way that we frankly, just the way we played. I thought it was an overall really solid game in all phases. I'll start with Garber. I thought he was excellent. Made all the saves that we needed him to make. Made some critical saves down the stretch. I thought the defense played really, really well. I thought we were flying around, making plays, turning Harvard over. I thought Morrison was phenomenal. Just his overall game, some of the plays that he made. I thought Connor battled. I mean, he battled, and to go, I think he was 16 of 28 and 10 ground balls, and it was just a battle. I really felt the difference was our fifth years and our seniors. I really thought the attack unit is so experienced, and the way that they played was phenomenal. And we made some big plays down the stretch. I thought Lewis might have had his best, overall game. He just made great plays all day. And I know he's had more points in other games, but I just thought he was really effective, really was kind of controlling the game. Timmy had huge goals for us in that fourth quarter when Harvard was right there with us. And then, I really thought Hilburn continues to just play, at an extremely high level. He's just so smart, and he's just plays, it's hard to describe just his IQ. It's just through the roof. And if you slide to him, he moves it. If he doesn't slide, he re-dodges. And he just makes the right play almost every single time. And to get, I think he had two, or he had one, and a really big assist. So I just thought he was in control the whole game. He's great in the clearing game. He's great in transition. So, can't say enough things about Matt and the job that he does.
Yeah, let's talk about Garber, especially in the fourth quarter. Made a couple real nice saves on point-blank chances when Harvard was trying to claw back into the game. I think about coming out of that timeout where he made a real quick save and, goes from a potentially being a one-goal game. All of a sudden, now you're able to stretch the lead to three.
Yeah, he made – I thought he was excellent. I really did. And I know statistically he hasn't been as strong as he's been in past years, and I know that's been bugging him, but I don't think he's played – poorly. I just think some of the shots, it's been a little unlucky. He's got a piece of a few and they've gone in, and I think he was really locked in. I think, as we talked about, as a team, this was the first time that anybody in the roster has beaten Harvard. So I know the guys were fired up. They wanted to accomplish this. It's been a while since we beat Harvard, and I just thought Garbs was great. I thought he was great in the clearing game as well. I thought he made some really good decisions. So, can't say enough about Matt and the way that he played so that we could win this game.
Yeah, talk about the emotion, because it seemed like you guys got a lot of those juice goals. Travellini had a couple of big time goals, and Timmy in the fourth quarter. It just seemed like the sideline was fired up, and you could tell that the guys really wanted this win, really wanted to beat Harvard.
Yeah, they did. It was an important game. Obviously, we're so close to them, and we've been in so many close games with them over the last couple of years, and have come out on the losing end. A couple overtime games, a couple games similar to this, where we had big leads in the fourth quarter and then would lose them and then lose in overtime. So, to be able to hold on and make the plays down the stretch that we needed to make was really critical. Also want to mention Jet. I thought Jet was great. I thought he was great on the wing. Obviously, he scored that really big goal after Harvard tied it or cut it to one. I thought that was huge. But I just got a really big ground ball in the fourth quarter as well, as we were trying to claw to get a stop to kind of seal the game. So, I thought the whole defense played well, but I wanted to single out Jet because I thought he had a great game.
And finally, Dane, the goal. He had the highlight reel goal in the fourth quarter, but six caused turnovers and six ground balls for Dane tonight. Just talk about his performance.
Yeah, I didn't realize he had six caused turnovers. Dane's one of our smarter players, and he's typically making the right play. So to be able to make as many plays as he made, and then obviously it was just a huge shot. I think we had backup, but we had lost the previous one by not backing it up. So it kind of sealed the deal with that shot. I mean, that's obviously not an easy shot from I don't know how far away, but it was probably 50 or 60 yards, and to stick it in that high pressure, high leverage spot was critical. So, you know, it was kind of just icing on the cake for how well the defense played and how well Dane played.